I have reinforced the fact that, yes, the Chief Justice has created a room for us. She is only a servant of the law, and she would have to ensure that the law is enforced. That's all that the Chief Justice has done. That's what the judiciary stands for. Once you create a law, there must be a way to help people seek reliefs. There must be a room for people to enforce their rights. There must be a room for people to ensure that those who breach that law are made to understand its implication.
Mr. Waja urged the private media to desist from inciting the public against the payment of the TV license fee. He said it behoves them to rather educate the people on their civic responsibility towards the national broadcaster instead of criticizing it. Mr. Waja said without a functioning public sector, the private organizations cannot thrive.
We are proud of them because things that we have left undone, they've done those things. We are proud of some of the good broadcasters who have come from the private media. We are proud of them. The things they do, we are proud of them.
Yeah.
But they should also see that without the mantra that, the private sector is the engine of growth, would have to be complemented with the statement that without a functioning public sector, the private sector can never be the engine of growth. They need us. They need to hang on us. Yeah. We need to hang on them. So I think this fear that, come on, in addition to television license fees, we are going to lap up adverts. I think that they have arguments. I've listened to my director general say a few things, and I think that instead of fighting amongst ourselves or between ourselves, we can see how we can complement each other's rules. Television license fee, they should rather help us educate the people, encourage them. Look, if you look at it over the years, GBC is one of the oldest which is left. Talk of state fishing. Talk about our airline. We don't have it.
Ghana Airways.
We have always verged our argument on, we don't have the money. We don't have this. Zimbabwe in all its crisis. So had Ezim, Ethiopia, with all their crisis, they still had Ethiopia. And one time I made an inquiry, somebody says, look, it's not about the finances, it's about the pride. So we should be thinking along some of this. If we want to live a better Ghana for Ghanaians, and we make some of these arguments, especially those who are making some of these arguments on radio stations are below 50, some of them are in their 30s. They want to shipwreck everything because of their little cubicles and get away with it. My brother, we have a problem in this country, and I must be emphatic about that. We are not going to meet people for boot for boot, but I'm saying that the law ought to be obeyed, and I'll urge them in all humility. That let us all get along. GBC is not in there to lap up all the money in society. If they have a case with respect to advertisement, they can come and then some discussion will be had.
Great.
But to say that people shouldn't pay and that they won't pay, I think that, come on, it goes beyond the block.
That was the Director of Legal Service of GBC, Kwame Waja.